Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around for the next couple hours, and every Sunday night for a couple hours of swinging sounds. Tonight, our highlight artist is tenor sax man Wardell Gray, who died at a very early age of only 34 under suspicious circumstances. Death was never verified as to the exact cause. He was a transitional tenor sax man who went from the swing era to early bop. He started out with the Earl Hines swing big band in the early 40s. Then he moved over to the Billy Eckstine bop band, where he picked up the bop orientation. He was very well liked by Count Basie and was in and out of the Basie Orchestra and the Basie Small Combos in the early 50s, and he was thought of so much by Benny Goodman that when Benny Goodman formed a small group, he had Wardell Gray in his group. So we're going to sample some of his recordings tonight, and we're going to start out with a longer track. The tune is Blue Lou, written by Edgar Sampson, who wrote all those great things for the Benny Goodman Big Band. And this was at a concert at the Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California, on April 29th of 1947, Blue Lou, with Wardell Gray, backed up by Earl Garner on piano, Irving Ashby on guitar, Red Callender on bass, and Jackie Mills on drums. Let's listen to Blue Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Sampson's classic composition, Blue Lou, that he put together for the Benny Goodman Band back in the 30s, done by our highlight artist of the week, Wardell Gray. That was 9 minutes and 20 seconds of swinging sounds, with Wardell being backed up by the inimitable Elf, Errol Garner on piano, Irving Ashby on playing beautiful rhythm guitar, the old vet on a bass, Red Callender, and Jackie Mills on drums. That was Blue Lou.
Well, I'm going to start off with a trio selection featuring pianist Vince Guaraldi. And this is from a fantasy CD entitled A Boy Named Charlie Brown. This was originally a soundtrack from a CBS TV special in 1964. The problem is the special never made it on the air. They decided instead to make it into a movie. And in the movie producers decided they needed more quote, big screen sound. So they added a trumpet, a trombone, and a guitar. And then that was added to the original trio and it became the soundtrack for the movie. But the original soundtrack for the special remained, and they made it into this CD with just the original trio. So we'll hear from Vince on piano, Monty Bugwick on bass, and Colin Beatty on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Vince Guaraldi entitled Frida with the Naturally Curly Hair.
Thank you.
And that was Frida with the Naturally Curly Hair, a tune written by Vince Guaraldi, and featuring Vince on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, and Colin Bailey on drums. That was from a fantasy CD released in 1989 entitled A Boy Named Charlie Brown.
As I noted at the top of the show, one of Count Basie's favorite tenor men was our highlight artist of the week, Wardell Gray. And whether the Count was recording with his big band in the New Testament era, that is after 1951, or in his little sextet or octet that he worked with when the big band era died down a little bit and had financial inability to proceed with the big band, he put together a sextet with Wardell Gray on tenor sax, and the rest of the ensemble are Count Basie regulars of in the big band at that time: Clark Terry on trumpet, Marshall Royal on clarinet, of course Basie on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Jimmy Lewis on bass, Gus Johnson on drums. This is a Denzel Best composition. Denzel Best was a fine drummer, and this is one of his better compositions. It's called Move. Thank you. in a club or in a concert, the liner notes are not helpful at all as to where taken from or stolen from. That's a Denzel Best composition, Move, and we find our highlight artist, Wardell Gray, in the Count Basie Sextet in April of 1951. Besides a fine solo by Wardell, there was a clarinet solo there by Marshall Royal and the ever-present Clark Terry on trumpet.
Well, next we'll hear a big band selection led by drummer Barrett Deems. Barrett, who's known around Chicago as the world's oldest teenager, had a storied career. He backed many bands over his career, culminating in his appearance with Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby in the movie High Society. In this particular selection, this is an 18-piece organization, mostly Chicago musicians. And we'll hear solos by Brad Good on trumpet, Audrey Morrison on trombone, and Tim McNamara on tenor sax. And they're going to do the George and Ira Gershwin tune Soon. Oh, And it was Soon, featuring Barrett Deems' Big Band. And we heard solos there by Brad Good on trumpet, Audrey Morrison on trombone, and Tim McNamara on tenor. You heard Barrett there toward the end. And at the time this was recorded, he was like 82 and just recovering from lung surgery. So it didn't seem to slow him down too much. That was from a Delmark CD released in 1994.
I talked to Barrett a few times in Andy's bar, and it was hard to keep him on the bar stool. He kept moving. I had to chase him around the room. Okay, we're going to continue with saluting our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Wardell Gray. And this is from a prestige album he cut in New York City in November of 49, backed up by Al Haig on piano, really overlooked, underrated piano player, great piano player, Tommy Potter on bass, one of the early bop bassmen, and another early bop drummer, Roy Haynes. This is a thing written by Wardell called Twisted. It became a favorite among all the insiders that thought it was really a great solo, and it was. And later, Annie Ross of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross put lyrics to the Wardell's great solo, and Annie Ross had a great hit on the thing, too. So let's listen to Twisted. Thank you. that was our highlight artist, tenor sax man Wardell Gray, doing his own composition, Twisted, which became a rather legendary recording among the jazz cognoscenti, and backed up by Al Haig on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Roy Haynes on drums, and if you've listened to the show in the past, you've heard Andy Ross do the vocal version of that particular composition.
Well, next we'll hear from Ruby Braff, a group led by Ruby, on a Jazz Tone LP entitled Jazz a la Midnight, which is a compilation of ballad and ballad-type tunes by various groups. In this case, it's Ruby on trumpet, Marty Napoleon on piano, Sam Margolis on tenor sax, Billy Byers on trombone, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Nathaniel Shilkret and Gene Austin entitled That Lonesome Road. That Lonesome Road, featuring Ruby Raff on trumpet Marty Napoleon on piano, Sam Margolis on tenor sax, Billy Byers on trombone, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Ruby's listed on trumpet there, but he usually played cornet, so a lot of authors of liner notes figure it's the same instrument. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1957 entitled Jazz a la Midnight.
Here's another track recorded by our highlight artist, tenor sax man Wardell Gray, on the Prestige label. And this was cut in Detroit in April of 1950, backed up by some Detroit musicians, only one of which I recognize, who went on to some fame playing in the Woody Herman band. There's Art Mardigan on drums, John Richardson on bass, Phil Hill on piano. This is a composition written by Wardell Gray called Greyhound. Featured artist of the week, tenor sax man Wardell Gray, doing his own composition, Greyhound. That was cut in Detroit in April of 1950 on the Prestige label, and assisted by John Richardson on bass, Art Mardigan on drums, and Phil Hill on piano.
Well, next we'll hear from the Jazz Crusaders. This is from a Liberty LP released in 1970 entitled Give Peace a Chance, and the group consists of Joe Sample on piano, Wilton Felder on tenor sax, Wayne Henderson on trombone, Buster Williams on bass, and Styx Hooper on drums. And this tune was written by Styx Hooper, and it's entitled Anita's New Dance. was the Jazz Crusaders with Anita's New Dance. And it features Joe Sample on piano, Wilton Felder on tenor sax, Wayne Henderson on trombone, Buster Williams on bass, and Styx Hooper on drums. That was from a Liberty LP released in 1970 entitled Give Peace a Chance.
You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the last hour. I'm your co-host Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours. We're going to take a break now for the news at the top of the hour, if it's only about a five-minute news break, and then we're back for approximately one more hour of fine swinging sound, so don't go away. We're going to close out the first hour with our continuing salute to tenor sax man Wardell Gray. This is from a concert at the Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California, on April 29th of 1947, where the group does Count Basie's classic 1 o'clock jump. And joining Wardell on this particular track is Howard McGee on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Benny Carter on alto sax, Errol Garner on piano, Irving Ashby on guitar, Red Callender on bass, and Jackie Mills on drums. And the opening few choruses are by our highlight artist, Wardell Gray, so listen carefully for some swinging tenor sounds. 1 o'clock jump.
Oh,